Scientists digging in the badlands of western Argentina have uncovered what appears to be a dinosaur hatchery. What they found are dinosaur eggs laid more than 70 million years ago. Although most of the eggs are broken, a few contain some of the rarest of all objects on the Earth, dinosaur embryos. NPR's Christopher Joyce has details.
It was the second day of an expedition from New York's American Museum of Natural History. The team had come to a dry, treeless corner of northwestern Patagonia looking for dinosaur bones in the rust-red mudstone hills. They didn't expect to find much right away, recalls team member Lowell Dingus. That's not how fossil hunting works, at least not usually.
As we got out of the vehicles and began to walk out across the field area, literally within minutes of leaving the vehicle, people were kneeling down and picking up chunks of dinosaur eggs. So it was one of those experiences that you always dream about.
Over the next few days, the team literally walked on eggshells.
There's an area that's about a square mile that is just littered with dinosaur eggs and eggshell fragments. And we would guess that there are at least tens of thousands of eggs in this area, which was a nesting ground for sauropod dinosaurs that lived in the area 60, 70, 80 million years ago.
These are the first sauropod embryos ever found. Sauropods were the biggest land animals that ever lived, the long-necked, plant-eating, earth-shaking dinosaurs that included Brontosaurus, now renamed Apatosaurus. The ones that laid these eggs were probably titanosaurs, about 45 feet long and weighing several tons. Dinosaur eggs have been dug up before, but the Argentinian site held something far more unusual, dinosaur embryos, flattened inside some of those broken eggs. Dingus says embryos are so fragile that even insects can destroy them before they can be fossilized into still life.
You have to have an event that buries the egg and allows the fossilization process to take place right before the embryo hatches out of the eggs, when some of the bones have actually begun to calcify.
The embryos provided yet another rare find, fossilized skin. Its surface is pebbly, with scales, something like those on lizard skin. Paleontologists believe the scales may have covered the animal in a horny armor.
You can get a sense of what it would have been like to touch this animal, and that's quite an amazing perspective to be able to have for an animal that's somewhere between 70 and 90 million years old. So this first look at what these newborn hatchlings would have been like is a new experience for paleontologists.
The intact eggs measure about 6 inches across. A newborn would have been about 15 inches long, much smaller than, say, a baby elephant. Yet adult sauropods were several times the weight of an adult elephant. Argentinian team leader Luis Quiape has dubbed the egg site Alca Mahuevo, after a local volcano and the Spanish word for egg, huevo. Dinosaur experts like Ken Carpenter of the Denver Museum of Natural History have been talking about the site ever since its discovery last November.
Yeah, I'm envious. I wish I could go and visit the site and see it for myself.
Carpenter says he's intrigued by the number and concentration of the eggs.
Because it suggests that these sauropods were coming together to mate and to lay their eggs in large groups, kind of colonies. But they apparently weren't doing it just one time. They must have been coming back seasonally for many, many years, perhaps hundreds of years. So it does tell us something about dinosaur biology and behavior that we've never really known before.
The discovery is reported in this week's issue of the journal Nature. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR's All Things Considered.